hope some of you weren't too bothered by that this morning. Then, well done those of you who remembered that it was the beginning of summertime, but also the first Grand Prix of the season. The fact that I'm wearing red is giving nothing away. Anyway, friends, it's good to be with you this morning, and just going to share just a few thoughts about the coming of Jesus into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Let's pause to pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the events that we remember today. And Lord, we ask that you would speak into our hearts and lives through those things as we reflect upon them. For your name's sake. Amen. I wonder if you can recall a time in your life when you had to face something really difficult. Perhaps a visit to hospital. Perhaps an exam. One of those times when you're quite apprehensive, you're not sure where it's going. Today we remember the time when Jesus entered Jerusalem to the acclaim of the crowds of pilgrims gathering there. We know from the Gospels that Jesus knew what was lying ahead of him. He had sought to prepare the disciples for what lay ahead. He knew that this welcoming crowd was the prelude to his arrest, trial, and death. For him, it must have been a sober moment. And as we look at that moment through the eyes of Mark this morning, notice that once Jesus is on the colt, Mark does not record Jesus saying anything. But then I jump ahead. Let's first note that Jesus gives clear and authoritative directions to the disciples about where they're going to find the colt and what to say to the owner or those observing. Clearly, Jesus had made prior arrangements for the colt to be picked up, but the directions to the disciples are clear. And the disciples find things exactly as Jesus directed. The disciples had to take Jesus at his word. It may seem a little incident, but they had to step out in faith, trusting that the directions that he had given them were actually fine. And that causes me to pause and ask a question. I wonder if we are facing in our own lives something where Jesus is asking us to do something, but you're not sure. He's asking you to step out in faith, trusting, but you're not sure where it's going. Quite how, if Jesus has said something, how it'll work out. And so, like the disciples, you just have to take Jesus at his word. You just have to trust that what he has said will happen. Mind you, the disciples should have realized by now that when Jesus gave them directions, things would work out because he'd said so. Trusting that the directions he gives us, he will fulfill. As the events unfolded that day as described by Mark, I wonder if anything particularly strikes you. As I read those words, and I'm sure, like me, you've read them many, many, many times over the years, I wonder if anything particularly resonates with you. I'm left with a deep sense of the quiet authority of Jesus. He knows what is happening and what's about to happen. Note too, he too is exercising faith. Faith that his Heavenly Father has it all in control. And that his Father's big divine plan would work out. And interestingly, Mark doesn't record anything that Jesus says in response to the adulation of the crowds as they enter Jerusalem. And so, if you like, Mark is painting a picture for us that through the eyes of Mark, here is Jesus being welcomed, yes, receiving the adulation of the crowds, but on the back of this colt, quietly observing, not saying anything, anticipating what lay ahead. And that picture of a silent Jesus, surrounded by the crowds, and yet such a lonely figure. You sense something perhaps of loneliness of Jesus at that moment, facing the toughest time of his life. And I wonder if there have been times in your life when you've been amongst people, but you've sensed the deepest loneliness. Because actually the people around you don't know what's going on. They don't know what's inside. They don't know the struggles of life and faith that you and you alone are facing. You can be in a crowd, but it can be the loneliest place in the world. There are times when words are not needed, times when we are called simply to trust, to believe, to hold on. And this silent, lonely figure amidst the crowds is your Saviour and mine. The King of Kings, about to undertake the greatest self-sacrificial act the world has ever seen. It's the prelude to the events we call Holy Week. And perhaps as we enter Holy Week this year, we too need to find space to be silent, space for contemplation, to think about those things that happened those many years ago as God's greater purposes unfold, events that still impact the world and people's lives today, and will continue to do so for eternity. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that it was the love of your Father and your own love for the world that took you to those events as you entered Jerusalem. Lord, as we witness those events through the eyes of Saint Mark, we ask you to speak into our own hearts, that you would help us to trust you when you're calling us to step out in faith. And in those moments when we feel deeply alone, to know that your promise is that you will never leave us or forsake us, that you are with us always. Lord, thank you. Amen.